Sec 4214, Application Review Requirements, a Technical Amendment, Section 212 N1, AUSC 1182 N1, as amended by Section 4213, is further amended in the undesignated paragraph at end by striking employer and inserting the following: A. Employer. B. Application Review Requirements, subparagraph A of subsection 212 N1, as designated by subsection, is amended. 1. By inserting and through the Department of Labor's website without charge by after B. 2. By striking only for completeness and inserting for completeness and evidence of fraud or misrepresentation of material fact. 3. By striking or obviously inaccurate and inserting presents evidence of fraud or misrepresentation of material fact or is obviously inaccurate. 4. By striking within 7 days of the and inserting not later than 14 days after. And 5. By adding at the end the following: if the SECRETARY's review of an application identifies evidence of fraud or misrepresentation of material fact, the Secretary may conduct an investigation and hearing in accordance with paragraph 2.c, filing of petition for non-immigrant worker, section 212 N1, 8 U.S.C. 1182 N1, as amended by section 4213, is further amended by adding at the end the following: LNI 129 petition for non-immigrant worker or similar successor form. It may be filed by an employer with the Secretary of Homeland Security prior to the date the employer receives an approved certification described in Section 101A15HIB from the Secretary of Labor, and A. may not be approved by the Secretary of Homeland Security until the date such certification is approved. Chapter 2, Investigation and Disposition of Complaints Against H-1B Employers, Sec 4221, General Modification of Procedures for Investigation and Disposition. Section 212 and 8 U.S.C. 1182 N is amended. 1. In paragraph 2a, a, by striking a subject and inserting a I subject, b, by inserting after the first sentence the following: such process shall include publicizing a dedicated toll-free number and publicly available internet website for the submission of sub-complaints. C, by striking 12 months and inserting 24 months. T, by striking the last sentence and inserting the following: the Secretary shall issue regulations requiring that employers that employ H-1B non-immigrants other than non-profit institutions of higher education and non-profit research organizations through posting of notices or other appropriate means inform their employees of such toll-free number and internet website and of their right to file complaints pursuant to this paragraph. And B, by adding at the end the following: AI, upon the receipt of such a complaint, the Secretary may initiate an investigation to determine if such a failure or misrepresentation has occurred. II. The Secretary may conduct voluntary surveys of the degree to which employers comply with the requirements of this subsection. III. The Secretary shall conduct annual compliance audits of each employer with more than 100 employees who work in the United States if more than 15% of such employees are H-1B non-immigrants, and BB. Make available to the public an executive summary or report describing the general findings of the audits carried out pursuant to this subclause. And 2. By adding at the end the following new paragraph: 6. Report required not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, and every 5 years thereafter, the Inspector General of the Department of Labor shall submit a report regarding the SECRETARY's enforcement of the requirements of this section to the Committee on the Judiciary and the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions of the Senate, and the Committee on the Judiciary and the Committee on Education at the Workforce of the House of Representatives. Sec 4222. Investigation Working Conditions and Penalties, subparagraph C of Section 212 N2, 8 U.S.C. 1182 N2, is amended. 1. In clause I, in the matter preceding subclause I, by striking a condition of paragraph 1B, 1E, or 1F, and inserting a condition under subparagraph A, B, C, I, D, F, G, H, I, R, J, of paragraph 1, and A, by striking 1C and inserting 1CE, B, in subclause I, by striking $1,000 and inserting $2,000, and A, by striking at end, C, in subclause II, by striking the period at end and inserting the semicolon at end, T, by adding at end the following: II, an employer that violates such subparagraph A shall be liable to any employee harmed by such violations for lost wages and benefits. And 2, in clause E, in subclause II, by striking A and inserting shall, and A, by striking $5,000 and inserting $10,000, B, in subclause II, by striking the period at end and inserting the semicolon at end, C, by adding at the end the following: II, an employer that violates such subparagraph A shall be liable to any employee harmed by such violations for lost wages and benefits. 3, in clause II, in the matter preceding subclause I, by striking 90 days, both places it appears, and inserting 180 days, B, in subclause II, by striking A and inserting shall, and B, by striking at end, C, in subclause II, by striking the period at end and inserting the semicolon at end, and T, by adding at the end the following, III, an employer that violates subparagraph A of such paragraph shall be liable to any employee harmed by such violations for lost wages and benefit. For, implausive, by inserting to take or threaten to take a personnel action or before the activity, P, by inserting I after it, and C, by adding at the end the following, II, an employer that violates this clause shall be liable to any employee harmed by such violation for lost wages and benefit. And 5, in clause B, by amending subclause I to read as follows, I, it is a violation of this clause for an employer who has filed an application under this subsection, I, to require an H-1B non-immigrant to pay a penalty for ceasing employment with the employer prior to a date agreed to by the non-immigrant, and the employer the secretary shall determine whether a required payment is a penalty and not liquidated damages pursuant to relevant state law, and BB, to fail to offer to an H-1B non-immigrant during the non-immigrant period of authorized employment on the same basis and in accordance with the same criteria as the employer offers to similarly situated United States workers, benefits and eligibility for benefits, including AA, the opportunity to participate in health, life, disability and other insurance plans, BB, the opportunity to participate in retirement and savings plans, and CC, cash bonuses and non-cash compensation, such as stock options whether or not based on performance. And B, in subclause III, by striking $1,000,000 and inserting $2,000,000, set for 1,223, initiation of investigations, subparagraph G of section 212 and 28 U.S.C. 1182 and 2 is amended. 1, in clause I, by striking if the secretary and all that follows and inserting with regard to the MPLOYERS compliance with the requirements of this subsection. 2, in clause E, by striking N, whose identity and all that follows through failure or failure. And inserting the secretary of labor may conduct an investigation into the MPLOYERS compliance with the requirements of this subsection. 3, in clause II, by striking the last sentence. 4, by striking clauses of NV. 5, by redesignating clauses E, VI and VE as clauses of G and V respectively. 6, in clause F as so redesignated, by striking meet a condition described in clause E unless the Secretary of Labor receives the information not later than 12 months, and inserting comply with the requirements under this subsection unless the Secretary of Labor receives the information not later than 24 months. 7, by amending clause B as so redesignated to read as follows, V, the Secretary of Labor shall provide notice to an employer of the intent to conduct an investigation. The notice shall be provided in such a manner and shall contain sufficient detail to permit the employer to respond to the allegations before an investigation is commenced. The secretary is not required to comply with this clause if the secretary determines that such compliance would interfere with an effort by the secretary to investigate or secure compliance by the employer with the requirements of this subsection. A determination by the secretary under this clause shall not be subject to judicial review. 8, in clause B, as so redesignated, by striking an investigation and all that follows through the determination. And inserting if the secretary of labor, after an investigation under clause I or E, determines that a reasonable basis exists to make a finding that the employer has failed to comply with the requirements under this subsection, the secretary shall provide interested parties with notice of such determination and an opportunity for a hearing in accordance with section 556 of Title V, United States Code, not later than 120 days after the date of such determination. And 9, by adding at the end the following, VI, if the Secretary of Labor, after a hearing, finds a reasonable basis to believe that the employer has violated the requirements under this subsection, the Secretary shall impose a penalty under subparagraph C. Set 4224, information sharing, section 212 and 28 U.S.C. 1182 and 2, as amended by sections 4222 and 4223, is further amended by adding at the end the following, J. The Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services shall provide the Secretary of Labor with any information contained in the materials submitted by employers of H-1B non-immigrants as part of the adjudication process that indicates that the employer is not complying with visa program requirements for H-1B non-immigrants. The Secretary of Labor may initiate and conduct an investigation related to H-1B non-immigrants and a hearing under this paragraph after receiving information of non-compliance under this subparagraph. This subparagraph may not be construed to prevent the Secretary of Labor from taking action related to wage and hour and workplace safety laws. A. The Secretary of Labor shall facilitate the posting of the descriptions described in paragraph 1CI on the internet website of the state labor or workforce agency for the state in which the position will be primarily located during the same period as the posting under paragraph 1CI. Set 4225, transparency of high-skilled immigration programs. Section 416C of the American Competitiveness and Workforce Improvement Act of 1998 8 U.S.C. 1184 note is amended. 1. By amending paragraph 2 to read as follows. 2. Annual H-1B non-immigrant characteristics report. The Bureau of Immigration and Labor Market Research shall submit an annual report to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives that contains A. Information on the countries of origin of occupations of educational levels attained by and compensation paid to aliens who were issued visas or otherwise provided non-immigrant status under Section 101A-15HIB of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15HIB during the previous fiscal year. B. A list of all employers who petition for H-1B visas, the number of such petitions filed and approved for each such employer, the occupational classifications for the approved positions, and the number of H-1B non-immigrants for whom each such employer files for adjustment to permanent resident status. C. The number of immigrant status petitions filed during the prior year on behalf of H-1B non-immigrants. D. A list of all employers who are H-1B dependent employers. E. A list of all employers who are H-1B skilled worker dependent employers. F. A list of all employers for whom more than 30% of their United States workforce is H-1B or L-1 non-immigrants. G. A list of all employers for whom more than 50% of their United States workforce is H-1B or L-1 non-immigrants. H. A gender breakdown by occupation and by country of H-1B non-immigrants. I. A list of all employers who have been approved to conduct a placement of H-1B non-immigrants. And J. The number of H-1B non-immigrants categorized by their highest level of education and whether such education was obtained in the United States or in a foreign country. 2. By redesignating paragraph 3 as paragraph 5. 3. By inserting after paragraph 2 the following. 3. Annual L-1 non-immigrant characteristics report. The Bureau of Immigration and Labor Market Research shall submit an annual report to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives that contains A. Information on the countries of origin of occupations of educational levels attained by and compensation paid to aliens who were issued visas or otherwise provided non-immigrant status under Section 101A-15L of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15L during the previous fiscal year. B. A list of all employers who petition for L-1 visas, the number of such petitions filed and approved for each such employer, the occupational classifications for the approved positions, and the number of L-1 non-immigrants for whom each such employer files for adjustment to permanent resident status. C. The number of immigrant status petitions filed during the prior year on behalf of L-1 non-immigrants. D. A list of all employers who are L-1 dependent employers. E. A gender breakdown by occupation and by country of L-1 non-immigrants. F. A list of all employers who have been approved to conduct a placement of L-1 non-immigrants. And G. The number of L-1 non-immigrants categorized by their highest level of education and whether such education was obtained in the United States or in a foreign country. 4. Annual employer survey. The Bureau of Immigration and Labor Market Research shall A. Conduct an annual survey of employers hiring foreign nationals under the L-1 visa program. And B. Shall issue an annual report that I. Describes the methods employers are using to meet the requirement of taking good faith steps to recruit United States workers for the occupational classification for which the non-immigrants are sought, using procedures that meet industry-wide standards. A. Describes the best practices for recruiting among employers. And II. Contains recommendations on which recruiting steps employers can take to maximize the likelihood of hiring American workers. And 4. In paragraph 5 is redesignated by striking paragraph 2 and inserting paragraphs 2 and 3. Chapter 3 Other Protections, Sec. 4231. Posting available positions through the Department of Labor. A Department of Labor website, Section 212 and 8 U.S.C. 1182 and as amended by Section 4221-2 is further amended by adding at the end following. 7A. Not later than 90 days after the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, the Secretary of Labor shall establish a searchable internet website for posting positions as required by paragraph 1C. Such website shall be available to the public without charge. B. The Secretary may work with private companies or non-profit organizations to develop and operate the internet website described in subparagraph A. C. The Secretary may promulgate rules after notice and a period for comment to carry out the requirements of this paragraph. The requirement for publication. The Secretary of Labor shall submit to Congress and publish in the Federal Register and other appropriate media a notice of the date that the internet website required by paragraph 6 of Section 212 of the Immigration and Nationality Act as amended by subsection A will be operational. C. Application. The amendments made by subsection A shall apply to an application filed on or after the date that is 30 days after the date described in subsection B, Sec. 4232. Requirements for information for H-1B and L non-immigrants, in general Section 214-8 U.S.C. 1184, as amended by Section 3608, is further amended by adding at the end the following. Key requirements for information for H-1B and L-9 immigrants. 1. In general, upon issuing a visa to an applicant for non-immigrant status pursuant to subparagraph HIB or L of Section 101A15 who is outside the United States, the issuing office shall provide the applicant with a. The brochure outlining the obligations of the applicant's employer and the rights of the applicant with regard to employment under federal law, including labor and wage protections, and B. The contact information for appropriate federal agencies or departments that offer additional information or assistance in clarifying such obligations and rights. 2. Provision of material upon the approval of an application of an applicant referred to in paragraph 1. The applicant shall be provided with the material described in subparagraphs A and B of paragraph 1. By the issuing officer of the Department of Homeland Security if the applicant is inside the United States, or B. By the appropriate official of the Department of State if the applicant is outside the United States. 3. Employer to provide immigration paperwork exchanged with federal agencies, A. In general, not later than 30 days after a labor condition application is filed under Section 212(n)(1), an employer shall provide an employee or beneficiary of such application who is receiving non-immigrant status under subparagraph HIB or L of Section 101A15 with a copy of the original of all applications and petitions filed by the employer with the Department of Labor or the Department of Homeland Security for such employee or beneficiary. B. Withholding of financial or proprietary information if a document required to be provided to an employee or beneficiary under subparagraph A includes any financial or propriety information of the employer. The employer may redact such information from the copies provided to such employee or beneficiary. B. Report on job classification and wage determinations not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this Act. The Comptroller General of the United States shall prepare a report analyzing the accuracy and effectiveness of the Secretary of Labor's current job classification and wage determination system. The report shall 1. Specifically address whether the systems in place accurately reflect the complexity of current job types as well as geographic wage differences, and 2. Make recommendations concerning necessary updates and modifications